the audio, because I am famous for forgetting to record the audio. Good morning, Michelle, Alicia. Hi, everybody. We are ready live for the Coffee Chat Show. Katrina, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Okay, so we're going to... Good morning, Angie. We're going to jump right in. Good morning, Dodie. I'm going to remind you that the new book is out. And it is live on Amazon. We are getting really good feedback. People are saying that they're really enjoying it, that it's helpful, inspirational. The books are designed to open them to anywhere and get something out of it. So if you go to thecoffeechatshow.com and you click the link that says buy the book, it'll take you right over to Amazon. 75% of the profit from this book goes to the nonprofit A Generous Heart to fund young literacy programs for little people. So I'm famous for giving tools that people can actually use. Good morning, Jessica. So again, the new book is out live on Amazon. Dun-da-da! We're getting great reviews. I sent out a bunch of copies to reviewers this past week, so people are getting them and starting to write reviews. I'm getting feedback from people. There is a free workbook companion that goes along with the book. The workbook is on thecoffeechatshow.com under free downloads, and you can go to thecoffeechatshow.com, click the link that says get your copy of Practical Change, and it will take you right over to Amazon. And you can purchase it there. Okay, that's my commercial for this morning. My second commercial before we jump in is I am going to go forward with a warrior mastermind. I'm going to take 12 people only. I have 3 people interested so far that have emailed me. This weekend, I'm going to put together what it looks like. It's going to be $700 for 3 months. It's going to run October, November, and December. In essence, it's a private coaching group with me. It will be 2 Zoom meetings for an hour and a half each month. So 2 in October, 2 in November, 2 in December. There'll be a private mastermind Facebook group that'll go along with that with just the 12 people in it. So if you're interested in that, if you really want to move forward in your life and you want somebody to light a fire under your ass, that person is me for sure. I'm a master certified coach, among other things, many things to my credit, background wise. And I am wanting to work with people in a small group setting. So stay tuned for more information about that. What you need to do is email me if you're interested. Sally Polly is watching. Sally, I need to talk to you about client gifts for Christmas. I was just thinking of you this morning. Sally makes this amazing soap and lotion, and she has this great little store online and in Vermont. She makes amazing stuff. Good morning, Missy. I'm glad you got the t-shirt and all of that. Okay, so I am going to go forward with the Warrior Mastermind. If you are interested, you can email me. And I'm only going to take 12 people, and I already have 3 people that are interested, possibly 4. And I don't even have it put together yet. I just started talking about it last week. All right, so last week we talked about casting a vision for your life. We talked about making meatballs with a spoon versus digging right in. And I equated that to you digging into your life and creating your future versus sort of being an interested bystander in your life. As you, first of all, you can't create something new unless you can hold a vision for it, right? Unless you can make a goal for it, unless you can decide what the hell it is that you want to create that's new. So if you can't even language to me or anybody else what it is that you want, then it surely isn't going to manifest itself, right? You have to be able to say what you want. You have to be able to cast a vision for your own life. In order to get from where you are to the vision that you have for your life, you have to trust that process. You have to start doing new actions and new things. You have to start reconfiguring yourself in a different way. You've got to start looking at who you are right now and what it is that you want and who do you have to be to get to where you want to go. And in that process, small tweaks make a huge difference. So it's like the law of compound interest, right? It's also true in your life, the compound effect. Darren Hardy wrote a great book called The Compound Effect. And it talks about how the smallest change daily and consistently turns out to be huge changes over time. So the trouble that people get themselves into is they have a vision, they have an idea of what they want, and then they think they need to change everything all at once to get where they want to go. And then, of course, you're going to fail if you try to change everything. And then when you fail, we have a spammer here. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Oops. When we have, oh, hold on, you guys, I'm just looking for, okay, I think I got it. All right. Small changes over time make big results. We often fail because we try to change everything all at once and it doesn't work. And then you feel bad about it and then you beat yourself up. And then it's like a vicious cycle. In order to make change that lasts, you have to start small. I suggest starting with one thing, and that's what I'm going to task you with this week. When you start to change your life, when you're working on your personal development, and you start to really look at what's around me, who do I surround myself with, what do I surround myself with, what are the things that are in my head that might be holding me back? What are the old conversations I don't want to give any power to anymore? Where do I want to go with my life? What do I actually want? Who would I have to be to get there? You start to ask all of those questions. You start a process to changing. Sometimes it's a slow process. Sometimes it looks like nothing's happening, honest to God. And sometimes it looks like mass confusion. Like you think you know what you want, and then it doesn't seem like that's the thing, and then you shift it, and then you think you want something else, and then, okay? It's messy. Like we talked about the meatballs, it's messy. Life, real life, FYI, is messy. Nobody has a perfect life. Nobody has this like perfect work-life balance that everyone talks about. You know, I take a whack at this all the time. There's no such thing as balance. It's a flow. And the flow, you have to learn that flow and make sure that it's a healthy flow for you. Okay? Trust the process of your changing. Trust that when you say that you want to change your life, that you want to take your life from where it is to where you want to go. Trust that you're starting a process. Trust also that in that process, it's going to look a lot of different ways. It's going to look messy. Some days it's going to look great. Some days it's going to look awful. The most important part of this is that you stay committed to your vision for your life. And that you start to put in the actions every day consistently that will take you to the vision that you want. So this week, I'm going to task you with picking one thing that you can change. One thing that you can do every day that is going to help you get to the new vision that you have for your life. Last week, we asked you, what do you want for your life? We talked about you creating a new vision for your life and asked you to start writing about what that is. What does that vision look like? What is the life that you want look like to you? So as you look at that, someone's saying they're not mentally strong enough to get to where they want to be. I disagree. You are all much stronger than you think you are. I think that we discount ourselves and our ability to get through circumstances that we don't like. We are all, now, let me just make a little commercial. If someone has, you know, some mental health issues, then that's another thing. If there are real issues there that require doctors and medication and things like that, I am not speaking to that. So let me just be clear about that. If you're doubting your own abilities and it's simply that you are working through fear, or you're working through self-worth issues, or you're working through just general malaise of thinking that you're not good enough and all that, you absolutely are more than a conqueror in those situations, and you are absolutely stronger than you think you are. If you have mental health issues that are real issues, I am not that person to be speaking to that. I am not a licensed psychologist or a psychiatrist or anything like that. I am a coach, I am a consultant, and I am a results strategist, and I am also the CEO of several corporations, but I am not a doctor. So when I say that you are stronger than you think you are, I am speaking to, you know, those things that we all have, the chatter that we all have inside of our heads that tells us that we're not good enough and, you know, we can't do it and all of that. You are stronger in those respects, much stronger than you think you are. Tracy's reminding us that that your mindset is, not only is your mindset so powerful, your mindset is all powerful in a certain regard. Whatever you think about yourself, whatever you tell yourself, is what you will manifest. That's no joke. So as you're wondering if you have the strength and the power to move forward in your life, you've got to start by telling yourself that you do. Because if you don't even believe that you do, then certainly you're not going to be able to move yourself from where you are to where you want to go. So let's get back to picking something every day that you can do that will be a change, a new habit, a new activity, a new something new that you can do every day that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to go. Dolly's reminding us we also have to forgive ourselves in the process, which is absolutely the truth. Good morning, Priscilla. Priscilla's going through the tropical storm. She's on one of the islands. Your mindset is everything. By the way, we revitalized a Facebook group that is a companion to the Coffee Chat Show. It's called Warrior Mindset. It's a private group on Facebook, and you have to request to join, and there's a few questions, and you have to agree to keep people's privacy and all that. So it's called Warrior Mindset, and it is a companion group to this page. And that's where Tracy and I will be dropping kind of follow-up points to the show every week. And where you can ask us questions and just have a little bit more interaction in regards to the show. Because right now I just go live on Saturday mornings and then you don't see me again till the following Saturday. So the group is called, Tracy, can you look? I think it's Warrior Mindset. And it is a private group, but you can search it and you can request to join. So, no, Trace, that isn't it. I don't think. Is it? I think it's called Warrior Mindset. I changed the name of it. Okay, well, trust that Tracy will find you the right link. Anyway, that's just some extra added support that we've decided to put in. Hi, Melissa. The time and day for the Facebook group? The Facebook group is just a companion group. The show runs live, the Coffee Chat Show runs live every Saturday morning at 8:30 Eastern Time, which this is the live version right now. And then we are revitalizing a group that will be a companion to the show. So if you're looking for more, just more, where you can ask questions or talk about, you know, whatever we talked about that week, and you have insights, or if you want resources, that kind of thing. It's just some extra added support to the Coffee Chat show. I believe it's called Warrior Mindset. I'm going to have to look that up. If you go to the Working Warrior Mom Facebook page, it should tell you what groups are associated with us, and it's called Warrior Mindset. You can, it is a private group, but it is searchable. It is, you can see it. Okay, so Dodie says, all right, perfect. That link that Tracy gave you is it. It's Warrior Mindset is the name of the group. So you have to ask to join, and then we'll, you know, we just don't want any spammers in there. We want to make sure that people are conscious that it's a private group, and, you know, it's there to support people, not for people to spam and all that kind of stuff. One change that you can make this week that's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be. What can you do? Tracy, I think I saw Tracy said something about she's going to get up an earlier in the morning. Me, I can get into the gym 5 days a week. I was doing so well. I had 6 perfect weeks, and then I failed. And now I've been a fail for almost 3 weeks. So I am recommitting that on Monday morning, I'm back in the gym 5 days a week. So that's what I can do. I can also commit to keeping my desk clean, because that is the one place that I, everything else is neat in my house, and my desk, if you saw it right now, you'd be very disappointed in me. So one small habit change, one small thing that you can do as you progress, you know, into this new vision of your life and how you want it to be. We're going to start to break down how you get from where you are to where you want to go. So the first thing is to see, make sure that you can language what it is that you want. Where do you even want to go? What is it that you want? And I asked you this last week, and I'm going to ask you again, what is the income level that you want? What is the type of life that you want to have? What do you want to be doing in your free time? What is your ideal existence? I don't want you to think about like how you would do it, or if somebody would say it was okay. I really just want you to write, I want you to cast a vision for your life. What does that look like to you? And write that in your notebook. You can download the blueprint, you know, you can, actually, no, Tracy, I'm not, we're not, can you take that down? I am not, we are sending, we had a few people that we asked to review the book. We had like 25 people, and I had special t-shirts printed for that particular group. So I am not sending just randomly anybody that reviews the book a t-shirt, because I don't have them to do that. So Trace, can you take that down, please? Maybe I can just take it down. Okay. We'll take that down. If you were on our reviewers list, you got a book and you got a note from me, and it told you what you needed to do. Okay, good. She got it down. Okay, sorry about that, guys. I only printed a certain amount of t-shirts for the reviewers that were on my list. I'd love for you to review the book anyway. If you did purchase it and you read it and it meant something to you, we'd love to, you know, get this book out there and sell more books, because it supports the Young Literacy Program for the children that the Generous Heart sponsors. So it's just great. And the book is inspiring, from what I understand. And it's good, you know, it's good to inspire people. Everybody needs as much inspiration as they can get these days. So I will say this, if you write to me and you tell me the first 5 people to email me and tell me what you're going to change this week, I will send you a copy of the book. I will actually send you both books, And I will send you a copy of the Warrior Mind, if the, oh my goodness, the blueprint for the month. I had some printed for the giveaways, and they came out really cool. So the first five people to email me the one thing that you're going to change, a habit, a mindset, something that you're actually going to put into practice every day that will help you and remind you that you are on a quest to change, right? And you've got to trust that process. Sometimes it's going to look like a hot mess, and lots of times it's going to look like nothing is happening. And I promise you that if you cast a vision for your life and we start to work you on the path to get there, and you start to do the actions and get the support and, you know, read the books and that will help you, and we'll have, you know, we're going to put up a recommended reading list and all of this kind of stuff to support, give you some materials to support your vision to change. Change is difficult, not impossible, and it's important that you just start with one small thing. So I'm asking you, what is one small thing that you can begin today and that you'll commit to doing it every day, one small change you can make that will get you from where you are to where you want to be? And also begin to trust the process and trust that if you've set the intention for where you want to go and you start to move in that direction and you start to do the actions that support that, you will get to where you want to go. It is a process. Real change doesn't happen overnight. Real change has to occur over time because we have to become a different person in order to hold that change. If you're making $35,000 a year right now and you want to make $100,000, the person that's making the $35,000 is not going to be the same person that makes the $100,000. Do you understand? You have to change. You have to start becoming a different person so that you can hold a salary of $100,000. Okay? So the same person that you are right now is not who this person is or will be. That's important to understand because it's a process. You don't go overnight from this person to that person. You have to walk that walk so that the change occurs and it sticks. That's the important part. The change, you have to be able to hold the change. This is why a lot of people that win the lottery, if you read the statistics, they don't ever keep the money. It ends up going because they didn't change on the inside to be the type of person that could hold that kind of wealth. And it's often why people who don't work and follow, you know, steps to changing, the change doesn't stick. It's why like fad diets don't work. You lose the weight, but you don't keep it off because you have to change. You have to change who you are as you walk along that path. Hi, Angie. It's like chemicalization. You have to, everything about you has to change and transform so that you can become a different type of a person so that you can hold what you have to hold for this new vision of yourself. So it is a process and you've got to trust the process. And man, sometimes it's messy and it sucks. Okay? So don't get discouraged about that. Let's just have you holding to the vision, right? That's where we're going to start. Casting that vision for your life and holding to it and starting to think about who you have to be to hold that. Okay. So pick something that you're going to do this week. Something that goes along with your new vision for your life. Something that you're going to commit to changing. Something small that you're going to commit to doing every day. And also keep writing that, you know, keep working with that idea of what do you want and what does that look like and what are you driving? What is your income level? I want you really to This is why I'm taking another week to have you like really dig in with that. I want you to really write out what that new vision for your life looks like. Write it like it's a story. Like, oh, I do this every day and I drive this and I'm making this and this is what I'm doing in my spare time and like that. The more time you spend on crafting this vision and get really specific about it, the more your subconscious can go to work on starting to attract this new vision to you as we kind of walk you through the different changes and tools that you can use to get there. My goal here is to set you guys up for a different kind of 2023. And we're starting that process now. We kind of do this every year at this time. You know, we're going to start walking through ending the year in a powerful way and beginning the new year on powerful ground. Okay, that's it for me, folks. So have a great day. Have a great weekend. I'm going to end the podcast here.